New Hampshire real estate headlines. VGI's New Hampshire online database lets agents access municipal property records. Vision Government Solutions hosts an online database where users can click on their municipality to view property information. Real estate professionals can quickly verify municipal property details during transactions without visiting town offices in person. Bookmark /New Hampshire online database/ for fast municipal lookups across NH communities. New Hampshire real estate headlines. New Hampshire property record search tool streamlines due diligence for NH agents. A new online platform lets users check New Hampshire property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. NH real estate professionals can accelerate transactions and reduce risk by quickly verifying property details, ownership history, and encumbrances in one centralized database. Bookmark hthampshire.propertychecker.com/ for your next listing or buyer due diligence check. New Hampshire real estate headlines. NH New Home Construction Permitting Guide helps navigating zoning and codes. Chinberg has published a guide outlining the layered process of zoning laws and building codes that builders must follow for new home construction in New Hampshire. Real estate professionals in NH can use this resource to better advise clients on realistic timelines and regulatory hurdles when buying new construction or evaluating development opportunities. Share the permitting guide with buyers considering new construction. Chinberg.com/new home construction in NH. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter and what survives the squeeze. In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.